Dictation for Edwin, E-D-W-I-N, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. Date of birth, February 22nd, 1933. Mr. Walker, he's a 90 years old gentleman on dialysis for the last 5 days. Recently changed provider from Dr. Salame, S-A-L-A-M-E-H, to myself. He has prior history of prostate cancer, radiation treatment, obstructive uropathy on the left side. The last 1+ year developed a left shoulder discomfort. The last 1 hour of dialysis thought to be related to severe aortic valve disease. He's receiving no UEFA the last 1 hour, low blood flow, and midodrine. Recent cardiac cath shows non-obstructive three-vessel coronary artery disease. They are discussing about aortic valve replacement and the vascular procedure within the last 2 weeks. Consider high-grade stenosis, low flow. There is no associated pain in other times. This is likely equivalent of angina. Some helps at home. Says to be eating well without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, small amount of urine, no cloudiness of blood. He's wheelchair bounded and steady, multiple falls in the past, none for the last 9 months or longer. Denies the use of oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea PND, no lower extremity edema, claudication symptoms, trauma to the right, number 5-digit foot. Next paragraph. Past medical history for diabetes, obesity, hypertension. Question COPD, but he says that he stopped smoking in the 1960s. Prostate cancer radiation treatment, dialysis the last 5 years, prior AV fistula ligated on the left upper extremity. We are using one on the right side. He denies heart attack, TIS, stroke, seizures, denies chronic liver disease, stomach ulcer, colon problems, and blood transfusion, no kidney stones. Next paragraph, remote history of the veins thrombosis, prior UTI and sepsis. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, open surgery, apparently abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, open surgery, the two above AV fistulas, the recent cardiac cath. Next paragraph, present medications include albuterol, Eliquis, Timbicort, vitamin D125, vitamin D, topical lidocaine, Flomax, Mucinex, Lidoderm patches, Midodrine, Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A, nutritional supplements, oxygen PRN at home, not in a regular basis, Spiriva, Ventolin, intravenous iron on dialysis. Next paragraph, on physical exam, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, some memory issues, normal speech, no focal deficit, minor carotid bruise and JVD, distant breast sounds, but no localized RALS, no consolidation pro diffusion, no pericardial rap. I really don't hear a murmur. Abdomen soft with prior surgeries, no rebound guarding or tenderness, there is obesity, no gross ascites, no gross peripheral edema, pulses present but decreased, no gangrene. The toe on the right foot, number 5, has been traumatically removed, no cellulitis, no gross focal deficit, no gross tremors or with GDP. Next paragraph, chemistries, KTB 1.72, right-sided fistula, hemoglobin 10, ferritin 428, saturation 26%, albumin 3.7, potassium 4.6, phosphorus 5.3, calcium 9.3, PTH 217. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease, a combination of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, prostate cancer, obstructive uropathy, prior left-sided hydronephrosis, has vascular disease, prior abdominal aortic aneurysm and repair. I review the most recent cardiac cath. They reported three vessel disease, but none of them require intervention in angioplasty or stent. No cardiac output was done. I don't have right now any immediate echocardiogram. We will continue with restricted diet, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, continue phosphorus binders as needed, management of anemia. I believe his shoulder pain is likely angina equivalent. He is on the last steps of endovascular procedure on the next couple of weeks. All issues discussed with the patient, dialysis nurse, and social worker. End of dictation.